Hi, this is Danetta Peaks, and I'd like to share a few minutes with you on the subject of pause and pray. There is a scripture from 1 John 5:14 and 15, which says, "This is the confidence that we have in our relationship with God. If we ask for anything in agreement with God's will, God listens to us. If we know that God listens to whatever we ask, we know that we have received what we have asked from God." Wow, what powerful words for the people of God. I've been asking for some of the same things for as long as I can remember. Things like world peace, for people to get along and treat one another fairly, and for children to be cared for so that they can live into the full potential for their lives. I remember sharing a conversation with one of my colleagues about a church that I was serving and how we had literally done everything that we could possibly do. We had fed the community, had concerts, prayed, prayer walks, prayer calls, shared information with folks, met with random people and scheduled meetings to try to get people to connect with our small groups and even with our worship services. But with our best efforts, we were still tapped out at about 38. That was a lot of work for 38 people. I think oftentimes we think about what we want to have happen and forget to realize that we have to stop and pause and pray all along the way of doing this work that God has called us to do. My colleague said, "Have you ever thought about the fact that God might have already answered your prayers?" I didn't want to give her the side eye right at that moment, but I can recall thinking later that it could be. Literally, we had done everything that we could do. We had exhausted our ability, even taking into consideration all of the training and preparation that could be done. It just was not working. How often as believers do we continue to push down a path that God has clearly shown us is not the path that He wants us to stay on? And what does it take for us to hear fresh from the Lord? For us, it took 38. 38 who were lovely and beautiful and wonderful people of God that we had to bless and send to connect with other places. But it was also about taking the time for our own inventory and not getting so full of ourselves that we tried to make something happen that wasn't going to happen. What's the difference between faith and stubbornness? What's the difference between knowing that you've prayed about something and you believe God is going to answer it and being able to hear a yes, no, or not now from God? I think all of that is situational and it's different based on the individual, but you won't know if you don't pause and pray and stay before God to be able to hear and know and respond to God's answers to your prayers. What's amazing to me in 2018 is that there is about to be a wedding with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I know it sounds like popular culture trivia, but the beauty of it is that you have a couple that's interracial, different classes, different ethnicities, different nationalities who are making a union that is changing the landscape of what the world expects from people at that level. And I just think that's part of those prayers that I had as a child and that I've been praying for a really long time, that we will get to a place where we can treat people fairly and that we will get to a place of just trying to love on one another and not be so mean and hateful all the time. So if there are a few words that might be encouraging today, remember to pause, to stop regularly, to check the pulse of God and see if you're on the right path, and to pray for God's direction, but then also prepare for the response. Sometimes it may not be anything that you were thinking of, but if you are a believer in God, know that it will be the path that is best for you. All right, that's all I have. Have a good weekend. Love you, Danetta. Hi, this is Danetta Peaks, and I'd like to share a few minutes with you on the subject of pause and pray. There is a scripture from 1 John 5:14 and 15, which says, "This is the confidence that we have in our relationship with God. If we ask for anything in agreement with God's will, God listens to us. If we know that God listens to whatever we ask, we know that we have received what we have asked from God." Wow, what powerful words for the people of God. I've been asking for some of the same things for as long as I can remember. Things like world peace, for people to get along and treat one another fairly, and for children to be cared for so that they can live into the full potential for their lives. I remember sharing a conversation with one of my colleagues about a church that I was serving and how we had literally done everything that we could possibly do. We had fed the community, had concerts, prayed, prayer walks, prayer calls, shared information with folks, met with random people and scheduled meetings to try to get people to connect with our small groups and even with our worship services. But with our best efforts, we were still tapped out at about 38. That was a lot of work for 38 people. I think oftentimes we think about what we want to have happen and forget to realize that we have to stop and pause and pray all along the way of doing this work that God has called us to do. My colleague said, "Have you ever thought about the fact that God might have already answered your prayers?" I didn't want to give her the side eye right at that moment, but I can recall thinking later that it could be. Literally, we had done everything that we could do. We had exhausted our ability, even taking into consideration all of the training and preparation that could be done. It just was not working. How often as believers do we continue to push down a path that God has clearly shown us is not the path that He wants us to stay on? And what does it take for us to hear fresh from the Lord? For us, it took 38. 38 who were lovely and beautiful and wonderful people of God that we had to bless and send to connect with other places. But it was also about taking the time for our own inventory and not getting so full of ourselves that we tried to make something happen that wasn't going to happen. What's the difference between faith and stubbornness? What's the difference between knowing that you've prayed about something and you believe God is going to answer it and being able to hear a yes, no, or not now from God? I think all of that is situational and it's different based on the individual, but you won't know if you don't pause and pray and stay before God to be able to hear and know and respond to God's answers to your prayers. What's amazing to me in 2018 is that there is about to be a wedding with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I know it sounds like popular culture trivia, but the beauty of it is that you have a couple that's interracial, different classes, different ethnicities, different nationalities who are making a union that is changing the landscape of what the world expects from people at that level. And I just think that's part of those prayers that I had as a child and that I've been praying for a really long time, that we will get to a place where we can treat people fairly and that we will get to a place of just trying to love on one another and not be so mean and hateful all the time. So if there are a few words that might be encouraging today, remember to pause, to stop regularly, to check the pulse of God and see if you're on the right path, and to pray for God's direction, but then also prepare for the response. Sometimes it may not be anything that you were thinking of, but if you are a believer in God, know that it will be the path that is best for you. All right, that's all I have. Have a good weekend. Love you, Danetta.